and comprehend everything about your sitting, and focus more definite than into the area of breathing. Going to change a little bit the form, the object of our practice, attention. Not anymore breathing and its sensations is the foreground, but all sensations, all feelings arising. You're going to observe throughout the entire body. And in this practice, particularly, the feature of the great cosmic law comes closer into our experience, the feature of impermanence. Now, this moment, experience it in the in and out of breathing, of breath. Says, when we have comprehended deeply and understood through our own experience the truth of impermanence, we understand all life, we understand ourselves, we understand life and death. And we come to see the truth about ourselves. The truth is that we are not really so solid, that we're not really that what I call I am or think I am. But that I am a mass of vibrations, a mass of vibrational fields and characteristics. A congealment of particles. Can sense this through penetrating into the field of sensations and feelings, the finer aspect of our life. So let it breathe in, let the breath touch, and be aware of the sensations, vibration. Air touching, feeling, feeling coming from these sensations. See whether they are pleasant or unpleasant, or just either of them. That is the space of acceptance, when we can see these sensations arising as pleasant, as unpleasant, or neutral, coming from the touch of air. Let it be open in the throat. Perhaps you permit the lips to be gentle touching. See whether your attention can comprehend the tip of the nose and the open nostrils and the touch on the upper lip, touch of the breath. And then from the tip of the nose, you follow the ridge of the nose up to the forehead. Note everything what is here to be sensed in the center of the forehead and spread your attention over the surface of your head, the top of your head. And note all sensations, pleasant or unpleasant. Did you understand, Lord? Good. Let your attention be all over the surface of the top of the head. Perhaps you can sense the hair, their roots in the skin, in the skull, and underneath. Let the energy spread and develop under your quiet, loving attention. Relax with your shoulders into your sitting, with your spine into the base of sitting. Let it breathe and be focused on top of your head. Vibrations, maybe pulsation, maybe tension. Note everything here, what life presents here. The top of my head, my skull, and the skin and the hair, a different way experiencing. Just vibration, changing. Note it. Note it now, deeper underneath the skull, toward the forehead, toward the temples, and toward the back of the head. Your attention focused into these areas piece by piece. And just take notice in the open, friendly mind. Tingling feelings of warmth, feelings of vibration, maybe pain, unpleasantness. Just note. Signs of the combustion of all my particles, of all my substance atoms. Spread over the forehead, over the temples, above the ears, the back of your head, the upper part first. Let it develop, let it change, let it be and let it go away as it is. Continue from the upper part of the top of the back of the head downwards over the entire skull here between the two ears down to the base of the skull. If you don't feel any, still keep attending. Vibrations, form of tingling or heat or cold. Let it spread and change as you observe all energy and flux. Not really static, not permanent, changing. It's almost, it has no substance, just feeling. Focus now at the base of the skull, from ear, from the below the ear, over that closing skull form. Stay open in your throat and loose in your sitting, focused into the base of your skull. Penetrate into this bone structure. Place attention to the root of the nose, where it forms the parting wall between the two eyes. And spread your attention over the two eyelids. And eyes, penetrate them. and sense everything behind the eyes. See what we are sensing in the eyelids, in their contact with the eyes. And what it feels behind, deeper toward the vowels of the eyes. Is it pleasant? Is it unpleasant? Or is it just a neutral feeling? Is it subtle? Let it penetrate, let it spread. Now over the eyebrows and over the cheeks. Include again the eye temples. With your inner capacity of seeing and sensing, you are focused here. Doing nothing but receiving the sensation in feeling. See how subtle it is, how intangible, how non-substantial, just vibration in the cheeks, in their bones. Spread over the sides of your face, down ways from the cheeks, include the jaw bones and jaws and the chin. As you have attention focused here, stay alert to the feelings of the sensations. Subtle vibrations, perhaps pulsation. See this now in your lips, in their corners and in their center part. Notice the lips touching upon the two gums, upper and lower, and see whether we can notice the teeth here being rooted in the upper and lower gums. Let them be as they sense, as they are living in their own life. And that life comes to us via feeling, we penetrate deeper through the gums, and we are entering the room or space of the mouth. Be aware of its palate, its sides and the bottom, and the tongue. See whether you can allow the tongue to be loose, resting on the bottom, and experience its life. Through observing the feeling. See whether you really sense the sensations of the tongue at its tip. Now at its ending, and begin to include all sensations of the throat. It might be a throbbing here, it might be a congested feeling, a tightness, or lightness. A tingling or an itching, all forms of feelings. Constantly changing. See where it is now. In your throat. Toward the tongue or toward the back of the throat. Move toward the outside and begin to sense that space here where it connects from the neck to the head. Underneath the chin, underneath the jaw bones, underneath the skull, in the back. Penetrate and be awake. If you have to change, gently change your position. Hold focus. Here where the head connects to the neck, inside and outside, and then continue from inside, from the throat, through the base of the neck, notice what is in the center passage of your neck at its base, and be aware of the enveloping skin tissues, front and back. Space, we are noticing here the connectedness again with the torso and the shoulders and the back. Connectedness of the neck. not need to do any except being attentive, noticing what life is pulsating, what life is telling us. We are noticing it. Usually we live a life without noticing. Noticing physical sensations. Now place attention and focus at the base of the neck in the front, just there where the two clavicle or collarbones seem to come together. Penetrate through these two bones. See whether your attention awakes the life thought for you to experience. Maybe it's subtle tingling, maybe it is vague, maybe it's a pain here, doesn't matter. As it is, note exactly that particular sensation in these two bones. Now over the top of the shoulders, and penetrate into the shoulder joints, into this place where the shoulder bone and the upper arm bone meet, joint which we move these days to sense them more. See, what is life here? I call them my shoulders. They are skins, tissues, bones, marrow, tendons. But really experiencing those substances is different. Just vibration. Stay attentive. Both shoulder joints. On and inside and all around. Note your clothes touching here. Note all what is in the armpits. Sensing and living, and follow it through the upper arms, through the bone and marrow structure, through the tissues and enveloping skins, to the elbows. And slowly travel with your attention through the given area. The unmoved, the uncritical, not doubting, not thinking, just sensing. Penetrate into the elbows. Let your mind be awake. Notice your elbows. Repeat the word in your mind. Elbows. Find them. Let them communicate. along the lower part of the arm, from the elbow to the wrists, include the wrists. See what life is telling us here, communicating inside the arms, on the skin, in the skin. Tingling, maybe the feeling of warmth, of pulsation. See what fits. Is it? Am I sensing? If you don't notice any, still stay with your attention in this given area. You find yourself falling asleep, awake again. Ah, here are my wrists. Now my palms. See them, visualize them, let them feel, be present. Through the thumbs now, close our attention. Palms, the inside and the upper part, see the sensations communicated, perhaps it is a pulsating, perhaps it is a tingling or a vibrating. Place attention now to the root of the indication fingers. Move through that finger pair. See where the mind can really hold these two fingers now in attention and become definite to its very ending, the tips. Take the second pair. The third. And the fourth. Turn with our attention to that a place between the two clavicle bones or collarbones. And allow now attention to flow along the chest bone to its ending on and underneath. Find it. Send attention, direct it again and again to this area. See whether you can sense it. You can see it and feel it. More and more, the vision gets replaced by the feeling. Note everything on the skins of this bone, flat chest bone, and on the knees. It's in the center of my chest. From here, extend many bones, call them the ribs. See whether you notice any life of these. And of that what they encase, the organs, on the left side and on the right side. Just note life in here. The rest, right side of the chest, the left. See whether your attention can find the ending of this rib case in the front, the last, the ribs, left and right, and beneath is the domain of the diaphragm. Observe here, in its center. Let all sensations, pulsation, vibration, tension, pain, let it all come. Let it spread, let it change. Please stay alert. It really isn't that difficult. It is a matter of will, of commitment, of inquiring into myself. Inquire into the area of the diaphragm. Note its very center. Note what it is feeling toward the sides, toward its upper part, toward the bones of the chest case, and downwards toward the stomach area. If the attention can stay here and hold it, and whether the area of the diaphragm can really talk its life to you. It's a meeting. My attention and my bodily sensations. Now spread over the stomach area. We may not have trouble here to find it, for we always notice something in this digestive domain. See how deep you sense here this digestive the tank. Be gentle to yourself. Don't strain, just receive. I receive all sensations of the stomach, domain, on and inside, and hold, become clear and definite. Is it really sensing here? Can I say it's my feeling? Now let attention move further down toward the navel domain. Place attention right on the navel. See whether you have that connection. The navel is communicating. So feelings, are they vibration, are they heat, are they pleasant or unpleasant? Spread to the sides, so you have that whole domain between stomach and abdomen. And then we notice now everything on and inside the abdominal part. The left side might be different feeling than the right one. Note it. It is for all of us a very vital area. See what is really here, how is life communicating on this basic level without my thought, just sensation on the level of vibration. In my abdomen, left and right, see whether you note there where it connects and gives way to the thighs, in the groins, include your genitals. On the level of sensation, I'm experiencing, I'm observing. There's no reaction, just receive what is, feeling. Pleasant or unpleasant. My abdomen and the groins, genitals. Move through deeper into its depths, and we come to the area which forms the sitting, our buttocks. Here is a tremendous weight exerted. The torso's weight comes here to a halt. This pressure sensation, see how it feels, how it lives, how it communicates. There where it is in contact with the floor beneath. In its first layers and tissues. Spread all over this surface. Note the two sitting bones supporting the sitting. Vibrations, perhaps sensations of warmth, tingling, pulsating, whatever it is, just unemotional, non-judgmental, we receive it, the message. Observe it, my substance. Has a tremendous power. It awakens attention and world, hips. See where they are. We have the capacity to sense it, to know of it. Now let us return where we left, at the base of the neck, no, at the base of the head. And find there that vertebrae which carries the head. Penetrate into its center. Know of its surroundings. Hold attention, be brave. Soon we are finished. Find your way into the second vertebrae. Whether the feeling is creating the bridge to you. Observe all arising physical sensations in the third vertebrae and continue all the way down. Along the spine. Just move with your attention from one into the other vertebrae. Make a mental mark and receive the response. See what really is. We call it a vertebrae, we call it a bone structure, but in experience it is different. All the way down. move through between the two shoulder blades. Area of the waistline. Begin to touch the first lumbar vertebrae. Pulsating, it may be vibrating, it may feel painful. Just observe. Next lumbar vertebrae. Next, and then move into the tailbone. A general attention from the tailbones up to the first vertebrae throughout the spine. Sense its strength supporting you. Its vital aspect. Vibration, feeling. And then we awaken to the area below the upper shoulder, the shoulder blades to left and right. See how they, whether you can find the contours, the form of it. Be aware of it. Structure and its sensing. Deeper down there are membranes, a wall of membranes protecting the organs of the lung. See what we notice here from all this. Maybe just a vague feeling, maybe some subtle vibrations. Or we, whatever is, we just are the onlooker, the observer. Now see what we are sensing below this. Domain of shoulder blades. It's just above the waistline. Include the waistline. That's difficult to sense here. But try. Hold attention. Exploring, penetrating into the seeming solidness of my being. What we find is the experience of vibration, of moving. Of non-substantial stuff in the waistline area now. And now below the waistline, we move into the domain of the small back. To left and right. Usually we have no trouble sensing here. We mostly feel pain here. Very restrained area. Let the attention penetrate the pain, the sensation of discomfort. Be open for it. Left and right in the small back. Then we move further down and we come again into the domain of the buttocks we already had explored, but do it once again. Make yourself known that the attention moves and observes, and what we observe can communicate to us in form of feeling and sensation. Move over the surface which is in contact with the floor or the pillow or the chair. And if we move further down, continue here, we come into the forms of our thighs. Suddenly the buttocks gives way for that. See whether you can sense the bone structure of the thighs, the tissues around and the skins. In short, they are alive. Sense anything below, above or inside. Note your degree of alertness or sleepiness. Finally, the thighs give way for the joint we call knees. Let us begin with attention to the kneecaps. On and in or underneath. See where that it communicates to us. Let attention penetrate underneath the kneecap, where the two bones from the upper and lower part of the legs are joining. Become aware that you are watching, observing living matter, very subtle, very changing, very impermanent what is arising. Can you focus into the place below the knees, there where it begins to form the leg, and awake to a, their bone structures inside and tissues. and the ending and the ankles. Let the mind not be carried away by impatience, by desire to finish, by aversion. See how you can remain in the open space of mind, which is empty, and just receiving messages from life, a living organism, throughout the lakes, inside and all around. See how difficult it is to hold attention to paths with which I walk, with which I live. Substance, very elusive stuff. There's a short while left. See whether you can really make this effort, your own gift. Now be awake to everything within the ankle joints, outside and inside, all around, include the heels. And see whether it really feels alive, or whether it is your thought. Then your attention is not strong enough. Stay attentive and alert to all what arises within the heels and ankles. Let it live here. Let it pulsate. Let it feel. My life on a very subtle level. Not anymore so solid. Now throughout the soles and feet, upper and lower part, through the arch domain. See how mind is trying to not obey you. You see, we would like and yet we can't. Sometimes it is difficult. All you have to do is to be present at this particular place. Feet, soles, arch, upper part. See how it changes under your attention. You can't hold on. It is flitting away and changing. Now let us open our attention to the last part of the feet, the domain of the toes, and move into the two big toes. Include their root part, that ball domain. Let the tip of the toes become more definite. The nail bed and the nail know that you are observing the two big toes and that you are receiving messages from here. And take the next pair of toes. Check whether you really have them in your attention. Let the energy live here. The flesh and the bone and the skins of this pair of toes. See how it feels. Become definite of their tips. Now the third pair. Can you distinguish? Can you hold attention? Is there interest? And what I am observing? Fourth pair of toes. See that you don't mix up exactly the fourth pair. Fifth pair. All toes together, all ten, note their pulsation, their vibration, maybe their warmth. Note it again once, all over the feet. See whether they communicate stronger in their form or vibration. Very, very elusive stuff, this matter. Can't even touch it, I can't see it. Very intangible. A real representation of impermanence, of non-substantiality. In my feet. Now again, in your hand, in both hands, just to get a taste for closing, both hands. Impermanence, non-substantiality in my hands. Now again, spread all over your head. There's a special focus into the surface and the top of the head. Have that feeling you are the lotus. You are a flower opening for the universe to settle on you. Experience this hardness of head, so very elusive, so in a form which is no form, which is just sensation. And see how they change from the ears, suddenly they are in eyes. From the eyes, they are suddenly in the forehead. Maybe more inside the head. Has its own life, its own flow. Let it flow through the throat and through the neck again. So the center of your chest. Let it vibrate and pulsate together with the heart and lung. Moving, changing, impermanent is its feature of life. Throughout the center of your belly and abdomen, and let it just spread over your sitting foldedness. Relax into all what you call you, into all what you feel this moment of yourself. Let it be. It's a direct touch with your life, with the life of this body, which is quite non-substantial and non-static. All conditioned things are this way. To know this deeply through your own being is the way to set us free from suffering. May all beings come to this. May I myself experience deeper this truth. Pali chant verse which expresses the same. My teacher always chanted it at the end. These two, three lines, please stay open in the experience of this impermanence and listen to the Pali text. Sabe Chati Yada Panya Yapasati. Your masterpiece. I would like you to walk out a little, just a little bit of fresh air, and stay with your inner sensitivity and look out into the sky. Breathe the cool air. Let the silence of the evening come to you, or the sounds. in 10 minutes, float back. We will drink a cup of tea all together here. And then those and then those who would like to sit with me for a short while may do so, and those who like to consider the cup of tea as the ending, they may go and rest. Does that sound clever? So, please, just walk out. But come back for the cup of tea.